Have you ever stood at the edge of a runway and watched a fighter go vertical on the climb out? That sound hits you in the chest a full second after the airplane is already somewhere else. Speed does that. It rearranges your sense of what's possible. I'm Tower, and this is ATEEZ here on Radio Hangar. Today, we're talking about the fastest fighter jets flying in 2026, fresh off a ranking published by AeroTime. And because we're a station built by pilots, we're not just going to read you a list of numbers. We're going to talk about what those numbers actually mean. Before we climb into it, today's segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight, from first solo to airline transport pilot. Every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. Now, here's what you need to know about speed in a fighter jet. When you hear a top speed quoted as Mach 2.3, that is not a number you can just go out and use. It's a clean configuration, high altitude, short duration number, no external fuel tanks, no bombs hanging off the wings, often a special fuel load and an engine the manufacturer is willing to push to its limit for a few minutes. Real combat airplanes almost never see those speeds. The headline doesn't tell the whole story, but the headline is fun, so let's count them down. Number 10. The Mikoyan MiG-29, the Fulcrum. Top speed around Mach 2.25, a twin-engine air superiority fighter that first flew back in the late 1970s and still serves in air forces around the world. It was built light and built to turn, and even today, its raw acceleration off the deck turns heads. Number 9, the Sukhoi Su-27, the Flanker, also right around Mach 2.25. This is the big brother to the Fulcrum, a long-range heavyweight designed to patrol the vast distances of the former Soviet Union. Everything that came after it, the whole Flanker family, traces back to this airframe. Number 8. The Chengdu J-20, China's stealth fighter, estimated top speed in the neighborhood of Mach 2.0. Now, a word of caution here. Much of the public performance data on this airplane is estimated, not confirmed. So treat that number as informed opinion, not gospel. What we do know is that it's a large twin-engine machine built to fly fast and far. Number 7. The McDonnell Douglas F-15 Eagle, Mach 2.5. Listen closely, because this one matters. The Eagle first flew in 1972, and it is still one of the fastest fighters on the planet, with a combat record that is, frankly, staggering. More than 100 air-to-air victories and, by most accounts, zero losses in air combat. Speed plus a thrust-to-weight ratio that let it climb like a rocket. The newest version, the F-15EX Eagle II, is rolling off the line right now. Number 6. The Sukhoi Su-35, a deeply modernized flanker, Mach 2.25, but with thrust vectoring engines that let it do things at low speed that look like they violate physics. Speed is only half its story. Number 5. The General Dynamics F-16 Fighting Falcon, the Viper, Mach 2.05. The most produced Western fighter of the modern era, flown by dozens of air forces. It's not the absolute fastest, but pound for pound, it gave more pilots access to genuine supersonic performance than almost anything else ever built. This affects you if you fly anywhere near a military operating area. By the way, these airplanes close distance fast. That OMOA on your sectional is not a suggestion. Number 4. The Mikoyan MiG-31. The Foxhound Mach 2.83. Now we're in rare air. This is an interceptor, not a dogfighter. Its job is to launch, climb, and run down fast-moving targets across enormous stretches of airspace. It is heavy, it is powerful, and it is genuinely one of the fastest combat aircraft ever to enter service. Number 3. The Mikoyan MiG-25, the Foxbat, Mach 2.83 in routine service, and capable of dashing faster in extremis, though doing so risked damaging the engines. Built in the 1960s out of nickel steel, not titanium, this airplane was designed for one thing, pure speed. It rewrote what the West thought was possible, and it triggered a chain reaction of fighter development that we are still living with today. Numbers 2 and 1 belong to a different category altogether, and here's the honest part. These two are not dogfighters. They're not even fighters in the way most people picture the word, but they carried air-to-air missiles. They wore the speed crown, and no list of the fastest is complete without them. Number 2. The Lockheed YF-12, Mach 3.35. This was the interceptor prototype born from the same family as the spy plane we're about to talk about. It carried long-range air-to-air missiles and, briefly in the 1960s, held official speed and altitude records. Only a handful were ever built. And number 1, the Lockheed SR-71 Blackbird, Mach 3.32 and beyond, with some accounts placing it faster still. Yes, it was a reconnaissance aircraft, not a true fighter, but sits at the top of nearly every speed ranking ever written, and for good reason, it outran missiles. The standard evasive maneuver if somebody fired at the Blackbird was simply to accelerate. It retired in the 1990s and nothing has officially taken its crown since. So what do you do with all this? Here's the takeaway. Top speed is the most quoted and least useful number in a fighter's spec sheet. What actually wins fights is acceleration, sustained turn rate, sensors, and the missile that leaves the rail. The F-15, more than 50 years old, is still near the top of this list precisely because it married speed to everything else. Raw Mach numbers make great headlines and lousy tactics, and there's a lesson in there for those of us flying Cessnas and Pipers too. The number on the placard, the never exceed speed, the published cruise, those are reference points, not promises. Density, altitude, weight, configuration. They all rewrite the book. Know the difference between the brochure and the airplane. Today's rankings and performance figures come courtesy of AeroTime, with historical context drawn from the long public record on these aircraft. You can find more of what we do over at RadioHangar.com. That F-15 still gets me. Built before I had a license, and it's still chasing down the future. Fly safe and keep your eyes outside the cockpit. Tower, out.